A U.S. military convoy will arrive in the Czech Republic at the weekend and is expected to be met by both supporters as well as demonstrations in areas. People divided over NATO membership and over Russian intervention in Ukraine. Critics charge the opposition to the convoy has been artificially whipped up by groups long opposed to NATO membership. A poll, for example, conducted by the STEM agency just released on Thursday suggested that, in fact, a vast majority of Czechs, 82%, had no issue with the convoy traveling through Czech territory at all. All the same, unexpected developments can never be ruled out. In terms of logistics, the U.S. military is well aware of potentially tricky areas where the passage of combat vehicles could be more difficult. In any case, they are prepared for the unexpected, said Czech Major Martin Vlkovsky.
Problem areas such as potential bottlenecks or bridges are of course known in advance, but these are planned for. In the event of an unexpected problem, alternative routes are also known, but those have not been revealed for strategic reasons.
The military convoy with just under 120 vehicles and some 500 personnel will enter the country in three separate columns in the north, making their way to an outer district in the Czech capital before traveling to Plzeň and the Rozvadov crossing into Germany. Before then, the convoy will spend 4 days and 3 nights in the Czech Republic, during which locals are planning events or rallies in favor or against. For example, Prague cafe owner Martin Kotas is an organizer of an event where demonstrators will symbolically call on the U.S. military not to get out, but to stay. By contrast, the No Bases initiative has sided with the country's Communist Party in opposition to the temporary military presence. A spokesman for the initiative has been quoted by the Wall Street Journal calling the convoy, quote, a NATO provocation and a dumb flexing of muscles, while Communist Party supporters and one initiative Friends of Russia blame primarily the U.S. and NATO and not Vladimir Putin's regime for the escalation of the situation in Ukraine. Its head, former Social Democrat Senator Jiří Vivagil, said this in a debate program Thursday.
It is a stupid provocation. I can understand that there are such countries, the Baltics and Poland, which are happy to see such a show of strength, but it makes no sense here. Ale prostě pro
Českou republiku se to nehodí. In the Baltic states and Poland, sharing borders with Russia, support for NATO's operation Atlantic Resolve, showing unity in the face of Russian intervention, appears to have been more clear-cut. Czech independent journalist Pavel Šafr, who supports a pro-NATO stance, meanwhile says that there is nothing wrong with the convoy. He called the vein of anti-Americanism which has cropped up a holdover from the country's communist days.
Naši přátelé jedou od našich přátel.
Our friends in the alliance are traveling from a friendly country across our country to another friendly country. I don't think anyone should spit on a convoy of our allies.
Já bych byl velice nerad, aby cestou na naše přátele někdo plival.
There is no question in the Czech Republic that the journey by the U.S. convoy has been heavily politicized and divisions are apparent. But there is also a general concern that opposition to U.S. troops by some will cast the Czech Republic overall in a poor light. Just days ago, the Defense Minister Martin Stropnický expressed embarrassment over the situation, arguing this was not the time for the debate to descend into Švejkism, a pejorative term related to the great Czech anti-war novel The Good Soldier Švejk. The word means shirking commitment or responsibility. In this case, the minister reminded viewers to NATO partners.